Many years ago, I was in a work similar to this, where God worked similarly in great power, spoke his word, and I was able to see what happens to people who take God seriously. I remember one young person who came there hungry for God, and God began to bless this person, and he was really seeking the Lord. I used to watch him. I was inspired by him. He would seek God with all his heart, and he would preach in power. And I noticed how Elder Brooks would get after him and say, "Hey, what's the matter with you? You ought to be a prophet by this time. You ought to prophesy. Your little talks here are nice, but goodness, a man that's seeking the Lord like you are seeking him ought to be a prophet by this time. Something ought to be coming forth." Elder Brooks would talk to him like that. And I watched his life, and I noticed that God was taking him an entirely different way as he sought the Lord, sought God with all his heart. God began to strip this fellow, put him into all kinds of trials. I knew him intimately. I knew some of the trials he went through. They were most humiliating. They were most humiliating. I know that that young man was advised by older ministers to run away. "You don't have to take this thing, for goodness sake. What's the matter? Are you a man? Get out of this thing." But you know, he wanted Jesus Christ to have his way with him. He had heard from heaven. He had heard God's voice, and he thought that Jesus was serious when he said, "Except a man hate his own life also, take up his cross daily and follow me, he cannot be my disciple." Well, I saw that man finally develop into a powerful minister of the gospel, not only a prophet, but God came to his life. God came into his ministry. God moved whole cities by that man. He didn't seek anything like that. He didn't want anything like that. He didn't know anything about that. He wanted Jesus. That's the secret. And if you and I want Jesus, we'll go after him.